North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says there are protocols in place to deal with Palmer amaranth in the state moving forward.
But now we can dedicate more of those resources at identifying those areas where we believe there's going to be some concerns. Plus, we need to address the issues with manure handling, gouting if you put manure on your fields, equipment that is purchased from out of state, brought into the state, maybe custom harvesters coming into the state, making sure that they're cleaning out their equipment really well before they come in. Being well aware in waterways and around areas where there is water or wildlife.
Goring says this requires a strong partnership from many to help identify and prevent the weed from coming back. Goring also says Palmer amaranth wasn't added to the noxious weed list last spring because it hadn't been found in the state. Now it will likely be added to the list.
We're working on it, but we still have some of those partners who are working with us and with us on this. You know, just putting it on the list doesn't resolve the issue. It doesn't take care of everything else. We need to think about it. It's planning ahead or helping farmers and landowners address the issue. So what are the notable herbicides that could be used? What type of activities exist in your operation that may incite or be a potential development for noxious weeds such as Palmer amaranth? Those are all kinds of things we want to talk about. We want to lay out and get people thinking or being more critical thinkers about how to plan, scout, monitor, and manage.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.